According to family records, Gertrude Fowler, who was the young girl in white on the far right, lived to the age of 61. Her placement and depiction in this painting, however, are reminiscent of early American post-mortem or after-death portraits. Often families would commission group portraits with images of both living and deceased family members as a way to keep a likeness of the departed person. Artists would use visual clues such as roses, dead tree trunks, or departing ships in the background to indicate that the person had passed. Here, the white dress of Gertrude, her separation from her brother and sister, and the scattered roses all seem to point to this conclusion. Notice Gertrude's coral necklace, often hung around children's necks because it was believed to ward off evil. Coral was also a symbol of death, because it was once a living organism that is now rigid, cold, and dead. In addition, the different background that frames Gertrude is an idyllic landscape that seems to suggest heaven. Despite all these clues, there is no conclusive evidence to suggest that there was another family member named Gertrude who died prior to this painting's commission in 1854.